The Bible is once again proving its skeptics wrong. Who foresaw the dramatic shift in German thinking that began suddenly less than 4 years ago? A shift that continues to intensify. The answer is those who understand Bible prophecy. Prophecies highlighted here at Tomorrow's World for many years. We did not come up with this due to greater intellect or by looking into a crystal ball, following Nostradamus or consulting a spook in the night. It's all there in the scriptures. Tomorrow's World has for decades shown from the biblical books of Revelation, Daniel, Isaiah, and elsewhere that Germany will once again become a dominant military force in Europe, and that events will cause 10 nations or kingdoms in Europe to give their power over to a German-led military and economic colossus that Scripture calls the Beast. Naysayers have ridiculed the idea of another European revival of the Roman Empire, but that is exactly what is beginning to take place as you view this program. It's never a good idea to bet against God and His Word. On today's program, I'll show you what is happening in Europe and what the Bible says will happen. I'll also be offering you a free resource, Germany and Prophecy. So be sure to have writing material available to take down our contact information. And I'll be back in 5 seconds, so stay tuned. A warm welcome to all of you from all of us here at Tomorrow's World and the Living Church of God, the sponsor of this program. Dear friends, our world is right now taking a turn that will lead to disaster for mankind. It will not look like disaster, but that is exactly what the Bible foretells for the near future. What many fail to see is a military and economic colossus rising up right now before our very eyes. Europe is a sleeping giant for which few have devoted much thought. But on February the 21st, 2022, Russian President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine as peacekeepers, and 3 days later launched a full-scale invasion. That was a wake-up call for European leaders, and former German Chancellor Olaf Scholz immediately called for an epochal shift in people's thinking, from pacifism to war readiness. Germans suddenly recognized the need to build a strong military force to counter a threat from the East. Mr. Scholz called for spending 100 billion euros, that's about 156 billion Canadian dollars, to rebuild his nation's armed forces and to boost annual military spending to more than 2% of GDP. Part of the 100 billion euros included the purchase of F-35 stealth aircraft, capable of carrying nuclear weapons. Other European countries also received that wake-up call from Mr. Putin and are ramping up their military spending. The election of United States President Donald Trump was a second wake-up call for Europeans to look to themselves for their defense. Mr. Trump's election was worrisome to European leaders, but at the Munich Security Conference, U.S. Vice President Vance shocked them with his February the 14th lecture. Mr. Vance criticized America's European allies for allowing mass migration, eroding free speech, ignoring religious freedom, and overturning elections in the name of defending democracy. In Washington, there is a new sheriff in town, and under Donald Trump's leadership, we may disagree with your views, but we will fight to defend your right to offer them in the public square. Agree or disagree, Vance said. In expressing the U.S. administration's view on Europe's need to increase its military capacity, Vance also pointed the finger at European leadership and policy. And we also believe that it's important in the coming years for Europe to step up in a big way to provide for its own defense. The threat that I worry the most about vis-a-vis Europe is not Russia, it's not China, it's not any other external actor. And what I worry about is a threat from within, the retreat of Europe from some of its most fundamental values. This foreign policy headline from February 18 highlighted the shock NATO member states had regarding the speech. European leaders are reeling from a weekend of high-level diplomacy that has laid bare just how dramatically the second Trump administration is overhauling transatlantic relations. The article that followed explained, even before the re-election of U.S. President Donald Trump, European leaders were anxiously deliberating what the possible return of the U.S. leader would mean for the future of the NATO alliance and the Russia-Ukraine war. But a series of speeches, phone calls, and decisions surrounding the recent Munich Security Conference have only confirmed their worst fears. The U.S. was not the only country with a new leader. Germans went to the polls on February the 23rd, and Europeans speculated what the outcome would be, not so much who would win, but what the new leader would mean for Europe. The European Council on Foreign Relations reported, Friedrich Merz is on the precipice of becoming Germany's next chancellor. If successful, his conservatism and quest for new allies to secure Europe's nuclear deterrent could create a two-speed Europe. Note that, a nuclear deterrent. An older generation would be horrified to think that the country that led to the loss of tens of millions of lives in two world wars last century would possess nuclear weapons. But that is what is being contemplated. And what is meant by a two-speed Europe? Although the European Union is currently composed of 27 nations, not all nations share the euro currency. In that sense, there is already a two-speed Europe, an inner core, and a broader union. The Bible speaks of 10 nations that give their power over to a charismatic leader. We may expect that there will be a broad-based economic union with a smaller inner core military union that the Bible tells us is fragile and will only last for a short time. The report went on to say, two things will alter Europe's political future. First is the rise of the right-wing Alternative for Germany, AfD, and the second is the Donald Trump administration's attempts to decide European security over European heads. The latter means that Europe urgently needs a security architecture, and especially its own nuclear deterrent. Consider this explanation from GermanForeignPolicy.com, explaining what is needed from the new German government. All or nothing. German foreign policy advisors and experts urge massive rearmament and much higher troop numbers. They warn, Germany will otherwise lose influence and the EU will disintegrate. Only a precious few in the world understand where this is heading. Yet it's all there in the pages of the Bible. Our resource, Germany in Prophecy, explains in detail what is beginning to take shape even now as I speak. There is a military and economic colossus on the rise in the heart of Europe that will impact your world and that of your loved ones. And it's happening far more quickly than you might imagine. This is why I urge you to order your free copy of Germany in Prophecy. You need to know what the future holds, and it will not be business as usual. Just call the toll-free number or go to our website, twtv.org/Germany, to receive your absolutely free copy of Germany in Prophecy. And when I return, I'll show you how events right now are leading to what the Bible reveals will happen. In the previous portion of this Tomorrow's World program, I explained the new direction Germany is taking since Russia invaded Ukraine. But that event was only the beginning. I also mentioned the rift in transatlantic relations that has come about since the election of President Donald Trump. This is more than a mere spat between allies. Its significance has far-reaching consequences, as pointed out in this BBC.com report. Germany's chancellor-in-waiting didn't wait for the final results of his country's election on Sunday to herald a new era in Europe. Declaring the U.S. indifferent to this continent's fate, Friedrich Merz questioned the future of NATO and demanded Europe boost its own defenses quickly. Although a previously strong advocate of the transatlantic alliance, Merz recognized the seriousness of the rift in relations and that there is no turning back. My absolute priority will be to strengthen Europe as quickly as possible so that step by step, we can really achieve independence from the USA, he added. Mertz hinted that the endeavor was so urgent that he was not sure on whether the Transatlantic Alliance leaders gathering for a summit in June would still be talking about NATO in its current form, or whether we will have to establish an independent European defense capability much more quickly. All of this was prior to the blow-up in the White House between Zelensky and the U.S. President and Vice President on February the 28th. The impact of this meeting was not lost on European leadership. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas told Politico, "Today it became clear that the free world needs a new leader. It's up to us Europeans to take this challenge." Politico later reported, "Shortly after his victory, Mertz began proclaiming a radically different creed, one fit for an alarming new reality in which U.S. President Donald Trump's America could no longer be relied on to protect Europe and could even act to harm it." Mertz is taking rearming to a degree that makes his predecessor's 100 billion euros look puny in comparison. The BBC reported that shortly after Mertz was elected, German lawmakers have voted to allow a huge increase in defense and infrastructure spending, a seismic shift for the country that could reshape European defense. This vote is a historic move for traditionally debt-shy Germany and could be hugely significant for Europe as Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine grinds on and after U.S. President Donald Trump signaled an uncertain commitment to NATO and Europe's defense. If Europeans were shocked into reality by the Trump administration regarding the defense of the continent, they were no less stunned and offended by the level and scope of tariffs announced on April the 2nd. America's Liberation Day would impose a universal 10% tariff 3 days later on all imported goods, and even higher tariffs would kick in on April the 9th for dozens of countries. Not since the 1930 Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act, 95 years earlier, had the world been confronted with such massive tariff increases from America. America is seen by an increasing number of Europeans as a threat, as an enemy, and this should be a wake-up call on this side of the Atlantic. But it's not Europeans only who view America as a threat. A serious rift has been created between the United States and Canada, and Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney is turning to Europe for greater ties economically, as are a number of other countries. Countries are ready to work with reliable trade partners in Europe, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told Politico. In a more and more unpredictable global environment, countries are lining up to work with us, the Commission President said, without naming Trump or the U.S. In recent weeks, she has spoken to leaders from Iceland, New Zealand, Malaysia, the Philippines, Canada, India, and the United Arab Emirates, who are looking for strong, reliable partners. And let us not forget China and all of Central and South America. While the United States boasts of 340 million consumers, the combined nations of the European Union have 450 million consumers. Germany and Europe are poised to become both an economic and military superpower on the world scene. Any follower of tomorrow's world should not be surprised by these events, as they are all laid out in the pages of the Bible. Revelation points to 10 nations or leaders giving their power over to a charismatic leader it calls the beast. And Daniel describes these nations as being a fragile mixture of iron and ceramic clay, not naturally binding together. And Isaiah fills in the role that Germany will have in all of this. That is why we are offering you absolutely free of charge our vitally important resource, Germany in Prophecy. What's happening right now in Europe will affect your life and that of your loved ones in ways that you cannot imagine. But our resource, Germany in Prophecy, will help you to make sense of your world. So be sure to order it today. And when I come back after this 15-second break, I'll show you where all of this is heading. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was formed April the 4th, 1949, following World War II. NATO's first Secretary General, Lord Ismay, explained the aim behind the new military alliance as it was then. Keep the Russians out, the Americans in, and the Germans down. What we now see is Russia knocking at Europe's eastern door, Germany rising, and the United States walking away. It's not uncommon for allies to have disputes and differences, but this is a historic geopolitical shift that should be chilling to students of European history and Bible prophecy. The rise of an economic and military juggernaut involving a combination of Central European nations is something we've warned about for decades. What we now see happening is the rise of a German-led Europe, beginning to build a powerful world-class military force with the possibility of nuclear weapons, totally independent from the United States, their former protector. As reported by Politico in an article titled, "Will the Threat of Trump End Germany's Austerity Zeal?" In view of the threats to our freedom and peace on our continent, the mantra, "Whatever it takes," must now apply to Europe's defense. Merz told reporters earlier this month as he announced a historic borrowing plan that could unleash 1 trillion euros in new spending for defense and infrastructure over the next decade. The meeting in the White House between Zelensky and Donald Trump really showed the whole drama in which we are living today in terms of security policy, and that is why we had to act quickly, Merz said on public television on Sunday, that was March the 16th. We now have to take a more independent path from America, he added. Europe's time has come. Yes, Europe, not Germany alone. Reuters reported this response from the EU Commission president following the fateful Oval Office meeting between Zelensky and Trump. The European Commission proposed on Tuesday to borrow up to 150 billion euros to lend to EU governments under a rearmament plan driven by Russia's war in Ukraine and fears that Europe can no longer be sure of U.S. protection. Von der Leyen put forward the 150 billion euro fund for priorities such as air defense, missiles, and drones as part of a package of proposals that she said would mobilize up to 800 billion euros for European defense. The transformation of Germany and Europe is historic, and it's taking place at breakneck speed. This BBC headline appeared on March the 31st. Germany decides to leave history in the past and prepare for war. The article went on to say, Germany's military, the Bundeswehr, recently got the all-clear for a massive increase in investment after Parliament voted to exempt defense spending from strict rules on debt. The country's top general has told the BBC the cash boost is urgently needed because he believes Russian aggression won't stop at Ukraine. We are threatened by Russia. We are threatened by Putin. We have to do whatever is needed to deter that, General Carsten Brewer says. He warns that NATO should be braced for a possible attack in as little as 4 years, and the sooner we are prepared, the better. European nations are circling the wagons as they realize they must stand on their own in the face of a threat from the East and abandonment from the West. The military awakening of Europe, and especially in Germany, is no small matter. Twice in the last century, a militarized Germany plunged the world into wars that took the lives of tens of millions. We know that's not in their heart to bring about a round three. But the descendants of ancient Assyria will once again wield the sword against the American and British descended nations. As it tells us in Isaiah the 10th chapter, the modern-day descendants of ancient Assyria is indeed God's rod of punishment. Woe to Assyria, the rod of my anger, and the staff in whose hand is my indignation. I will send him against an ungodly nation, and against the people of my wrath I will give him charge, to seize the spoil, to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire of the streets. Yet he does not mean so, nor does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and to cut off not a few nations. Germany's biblical identity is explained in detail in our resource, Germany in Prophecy. This great nation is destined to once again shake the world, but it will not do it alone. Other nations, such as Poland and Hungary, have significantly increased their military capabilities, while Italy commands the largest armed forces within the European Union. 10 nations will lend their military support to a charismatic leader who will bring the whole world once again to war. As we have already seen, Germany is gearing up for war in as little as 4 years. But as the Bible shows, a crisis, a charismatic leader, a miracle-working religious figure, and 10 nations or leaders will combine to use this military might in a manner that no one currently intends. In the remainder of this program, I'll read some of the scriptures that explain this, including what it says about how God will make Germany one of his premier nations following Christ's return. This is why you need our resource, Germany in Prophecy. And as with all our resources, Germany in Prophecy can be yours free for the asking. So pick up the phone or go to our website to order your free copy of Germany in Prophecy. And when I come back, we'll read what the Bible says about these events that will shock the world sooner than you may expect. The United States and Europe are pulling apart. And with the Russian threat to their east, Europeans recognize their need to unite as one for their own defense. Furthermore, Germany realizes its need to take the lead. The book of Revelation describes what we will see in the near future. Though we cannot know the exact timing in advance, as shown in the previous segment of this Tomorrow's World program, the time it will take Europe to prepare to withstand an attack by a nuclear superpower to the east is short, perhaps 4 years or less. But Bible prophecy explains that this beast power will do far more than defend Europe against a Russian attack. As happened twice in the last century, this German-led force of kings, nations or groups of nations, will bring the whole world to war once again. We read in Revelation 17, "The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet. But they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast." And when does this happen? At the return of Jesus Christ, as clearly indicated by the next verse. "These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful." Yes, it's at the time of Christ's return. My father once told me that the Europeans could never get together. Conventional wisdom based on his knowledge of the differences between the European peoples. Yet this condition is exactly what the Bible describes. These same 10 nations found in Revelation are depicted in the biblical book of Daniel as the feet and toes of a giant image that King Nebuchadnezzar saw in a dream, recorded in chapter 2. We know the 10 toes of that image are the same as the 10 kings of Revelation because of the context and how they are destroyed by the returning Messiah. Whereas you saw the feet and toes partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, yet the strength of the iron shall be in it, just as you saw the iron mix of ceramic clay. And as the 10 toes of the feet were partly of iron and partly of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly fragile. As you saw iron mixed with ceramic clay, they will mingle with the seed of men, but they will not adhere to one another, just as iron does not mix with clay. The next verse tells us when this fragile alliance takes place, at the return of Jesus Christ to set up a different kingdom. "And in the days of these kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people. It shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. The Bible tells us far more than I have time to explain in this short program, and that's why we're offering to you our free resource, Germany in Prophecy. However, I want to leave you with a very encouraging passage in the 19th chapter of Isaiah regarding the future of this great nation of Germany. In that day, Israel will be one of three with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, "Blessed is Egypt, my people, and Assyria." That's the ancient name of modern-day Germany, the work of my hands, and Israel my inheritance. Events are unfolding so rapidly between the time this program is recorded, edited, and sent to stations for review before airing, who knows how our world may change. So be sure to keep reading Tomorrow's World magazine and watching this Tomorrow's World program to ensure that you're not caught off guard by fast-moving events that are taking shape in our world today. And be sure to come back again next time when Stuart Wachowicz, Michael Haykoop, and I will be right here ready to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the good news of His coming kingdom, and the end time prophecies of the Bible. See you right here next time. I hope you profited from this video. If you found it helpful and want to learn more, be sure to get your free booklet entitled Germany in Prophecy by clicking the link in the description or go to twtv.org/Germany. We here at Tomorrow's World want to help you understand our world through the pages of the Bible. So be sure to like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that you don't miss another video. Thanks for watching. See you next time.